Baik, terima kasih kerana masih lagi setia dalam Niaga Wani, dan pada ketika ini tumpuan kita terarah kepada topik ekosistem e-dagang, dan sesuai sangatlah untuk kita bincang perkara ini sebab kita tengah musim perayaan kan. Jadi untuk berbincang lebih lanjut, baru-baru ini TikTok Shop baru saja melancarkan feature terbaru mereka iaitu TikTok Shop Mall, di mana ia mengetengahkan jenama-jenama yang sudah bertapak dalam negara mahupun dari luar negara. Jadi untuk berbincang lebih lanjut tentang perkara ini, sudah sedia bersama saya dalam talian ialah Nur Azri Abdul Aziz, Acquisition Lead TikTok Shop Malaysia. Good morning, Azri.
Good morning. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. All right. Firstly, can you share the specific examples of how TikTok Shop Malaysia has helped to improve and also significantly supported local MSMEs throughout this TikTok Shop Mall, and also the resulting impact on their growth and availability, visibility in the market for now?
Thank you for the question. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you to all of the community at TikTok, from the buyers and the supporters that had made all of the great success of the MSMEs possible today. So for us at TikTok Shop, we've always given our best commitment and dedication in supporting sellers right from the moment that they have been onboarded. So for example, for new sellers, to drive the competition spirit, we do give them seller missions, such as for them to complete certain tasks of short videos and live stream. And from there, we reward them with incentives to further amplify the results in their live performance and also the conversion of their sales. Now, to go even a step further, we encourage these brands and local sellers to participate in our online mega campaigns, such as previously, we had the 11/11 Mega Showdown. We had the Raya campaigns, where the brands not only get traffic pushes, but the buyers get to enjoy robust promotion vouchers. And this, of course, gave a positive impact to the buyers. For example, we would like to highlight Mazdora, that gained 13,900 new followers by just participating in TikTok Shop's Brand Day in February. And after that, when they participate in Happy Big Day 66 campaign this year, they garnered an impressive increase of 185% of its initial targets. Another testimonial that we have is that besides online campaigns, we also support MSMEs in their offline activations by working with government agencies, trade associations, and community leaders out there. For example, recently, MDEC, under the 100 Go Digital program, after going through several states such as Johor and Penang and collaborated with associations, they have awarded TikTok Shop as one of the outstanding partner for the 100 Go Digital program for 2023.
All right, I was understood that this new feature provide Malaysian shoppers with access to a curated selection of over 600, not just local, but also international brands with some notable ones. So what are some of the criteria to be, especially for the SMEs, to have that flagship or mall on their brands, especially right on TikTok Shop?
Right. Understand. So there are some selection of criteria which is made available through our academy, but some of it is that sellers need to ensure that they have maintained a positive scoring in terms of their services in the past. So that's one of the criteria that we look at, which is what we define as shop health. Other than that, we look at the reviews that the customers had given them in the past. They also have to have a brand authorization for us to make sure that they are the main trademark owner for that particular brand. So for all of these criteria, there is some selection process that they need to go through. After that, our internal team will vet through the process. And if it's approved, then they will get their flagship stores.
What are some of the exclusive benefits from the shoppers and also the consumers that they can get from having this certified authentic and original products by having this label mall on their TikTok Shop?
So by having this label, first and foremost, I think it builds really strong brand trust, especially among local sellers, and they get better visibility as well. And it is an additional channel for their revenue. So for all of the buyers, they can get special discounts, especially when we have a brand day. And there are certain labels and stickers that the flagship stores get to feature when they're part of this campaign.
Speaking of strategies, how does or what innovative strategies has TikTok Shop Malaysia implemented when it comes to particularly for user experience and relatedly to with the seller engagement when it comes between two?
Right. So as we all know, TikTok is a platform that inspires creativity. So in that front, we've always led the innovative strategies. So what we've built is a platform that combines and integrates community of buyers, creators, and sellers, creating an immersive shopping experience for our users. Now, while we watch videos, content, and live stream, and being entertained based on our interest, we now get to decide whether we want to purchase something in order to solve certain challenges in our daily lives. And this is what we know as the yellow shopping bag, which is the component of TikTok Shop. And this is where we use recommendations based on interest and combine entertainment with the shopping experience, what we refer as shoppertainment.
As the ever-evolving of digitalization, we also see that the advancement or the differences in evolving of consumer behaviors. So in what ways does TikTok Shop adapt to the changes of consumer behaviors, and how has this flexibility benefited the platform and its stakeholders?
So if we look back at the past trends, nowadays, the generation of consumers are very well-versed over the things that they want to consume. They want to connect with the brand. They want to know who's behind the brand. They want to have an emotional connection and be educated. So in that sense, we have provided a platform that is driven by community to the community. So when people purchase something, it's no longer just about the product features, and it's no longer just about the price, but the beliefs in the value of the product and also the brand. In that sense, we drive the consumer behavior based on their interests, on things that they care about, on things that can bring value to their life. From there, we built a positive community that also supports the ecosystem of the local sellers and the local brands, because they get to introduce different cultures, different products into our daily lives.
So with the introduction of TikTok Shop Mall, the new feature from TikTok Shop itself, how is it different when it comes to the difference on not just consumer behavior, but also the seller engagement before and after the introduction of TikTok Shop Mall itself?
Right. So the word mall itself could, like what I emphasized previously, improve the market visibility and the trust in the market. When we talk about social commerce, there's always a discussion about whether a brand can be trusted or not. Now, with the flagship stores, buyers do not need to be so concerned about whether the product is genuine or not. So we predict that this will increase the conversion of sales for the local brands and the local products as well. And then we can create a better selection of curated products based on our recommendation system to the buyers, which allows them to have a higher satisfaction and a more positive overall experience.
Nice, nice. But just to feed my curiosity, does this will affect the small or maybe perhaps the micro sellers on TikTok Shop when some sellers have this flat or a certified mall tag on their TikTok Shop?
Yes. So thank you for the question. On our side, our aim is to help the boutique and smaller brands to reach to the level that they can get the flagship store. In fact, we have created a lot of success stories about independent brands from Imaji Store, from Book Cafe, Mr. Bento, who achieve a remarkable success by growing on the platform. And from their level of success, these brands can grow from a point of zero to hero in just a matter of few months. And that is where they can gain visibility. Now, the flagship store is not just meant to be for big brands. It's meant to be for brands that put in the commitment and able to deliver best services to the merchants. So even local brands, especially, is what we want to focus on. For example, this year, we have introduced a localized campaign called Jong Local that highlights specifically local brands. Now, some of these local brands are also featured in TikTok Shop Mall.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting topic to discuss on, and indeed, we have a lot more to talk about. But after this, we're going to go for a short break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Niagawani. We're on a discussion with a TikTok Shop where we're going to talk about the new feature that they introduced, which is TikTok Shop Mall. All right, Azri, how does TikTok Shop extend its support to sellers in especially in rural areas and collaborate with and not just GLCs and also NGOs to facilitate their business growth and within their platform? What do you think about that?
Thank you so much. Over the past year, we have worked really, really closely with lots of government agencies, trade association, and even exhibition partners. Some notable mention is that this month, as previously mentioned, we launched Jom Local campaign to highlight specifically local brands made in Malaysia products. And we work alongside agencies such as MDEC, MCMC, PUNB, and also MARA to feature these local brands and also the sellers behind these brands. Besides that, in 2 days' time, we will be organizing a CSR Community Day called Hari Dialogue Bersama Usahawan Mikro 2023 with the collaboration of Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan in order to empower 30 micro entrepreneurs under the B40 group to start going digital and selling on TikTok Shop. We believe that we create an equal space for all brands, no matter big or small, to have the same access to opportunities to succeed. So this year, we will, in 2024, we will continue working alongside different ministries, and we hope to create a big impact alongside the government as well. So just for your information, this year, when we concluded the DE Dagang program with MDEC, we had benefited more than 20,000 sellers and co-funded a few millions into helping local sellers grow as well, particularly in tourism and craft, halal and agriculture, as well as made in Malaysia products. And we hope to see this scale up in 2024.
Azri, correct me if I'm wrong, but the introduction or the launch of TikTok Shop Mall has been about less than a month, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. How has it been so far with the support of all these GLCs and also NGOs?
Okay, so it has been really, really great. When we started the mall itself, some of our programs with the government agencies has been ongoing. So some of the brands are also listed in the mall. We have seen some uplift of live stream sales from these local brands as well.
All right. Speaking of which, moving forward, could you discuss any upcoming initiatives or projects at TikTok Shop itself and the aim to further empower not just MSMEs, but benefit the local business community?
Understand. So in 2024, we really look forward to work in developing the ecosystem for local sellers by collaborating closely with Ministry of Domestic Trade, Ministry of Rural Development, and also Ministry of Digital, by working alongside certain government agencies, such as this year with PUNB under the Prime Minister's office. We worked closely with 50 local brands where we co-funded incentives with the aim to grow their live stream sales. And in around 90 days from the program, these brands had seen a 200% of uplift in their live stream sales. So this project will continue into its second and third cohort. We also have the plans of developing 12 digital hubs in 12 different paddies across 6 regions in Malaysia in collaboration with MCMC. We also have ongoing development plans for entrepreneurs in Sabah and Sarawak. In Sarawak, we work closely with SDEC under the Sarawak State Government. And in Sabah, we work closely with MID, DIDR, and also Celcom Timor in developing the internet facility to enable more sellers to go live stream on the spot with the rural product. And this will be intertwined with some of our cultural-based campaign, such as we will emphasize on Hari Gawai and Hari Kaamatan campaign as well. So that is for the East Malaysia. We definitely look into developing more concrete developmental plans that we had started this year, but next year is just going to be bigger, bolder and better for all of the sellers throughout East and also West Malaysia.
All right. Earlier, I mentioned there was 600 local international brands under this TikTok Shop Mall feature. How do you vision or envision when it comes to, we're reaching 2024, right? So how do you imagine that when it comes to the figure or numbers that will join the TikTok Shop Mall specifically?
With the positive growth of the current ecosystem that we have, we believe that every brand will have its unique strength and also different channels of development. So it typically depends on the brand strategy, but in terms of the numbers, we believe that it will grow stronger and better. And we hope that this will provide a better platform for the local brands to step up another level and compete alongside in the international arena and help the national economy better. So we definitely believe that some brands will grow much, much stronger from this new avenue. And from time to time, we keep on developing our product to make sure that we can equip the market better, such as we have improved over the last few months on our payment facilities as well. Previously, we did not have Buy Now, Pay Later, and now we have Atome as one of the payment partners, and this allows people to pay in installments and help them to buy more things and things that of a higher basket order value. And this is an attraction for sellers to join because now they can sell things that are more profitable, things that are more sustainable for them in the long run.
All right, so this launch is undeniably a good movement, actually, from TikTok Shop. And earlier you mentioned there was a lot of success stories that came after the launch itself. But maybe you can share maybe one or two, at least, success stories that you find the most inspiring and impactful that maybe helped to inspire all the, not just MSMEs, but all the local sellers when it comes to when it comes to their entrepreneurship journey.
Right, TikTok Shop, definitely. We're very, very proud of our entrepreneurs because we do see them grow from, you know, one level to maybe 10 times higher of a level. So some of it includes what I mentioned earlier, which is Mr. Bentong. Unique product, a buy agricultural product. So it is a type of a drink that came from ginger. And in the first 6 months, he was able to sell 500,000 bottles in TikTok Shop itself. And then we have Imaji, which in the last 2 years was able to garner 200,000 monthly visitors, in which 20,000 of them converted into paid customers. But of course, among all of these, the most anticipated brand was also awarded at the TikTok Shop Malaysia Summit 2023 with the Inspirational Icon Award, which is our local entrepreneur, Khairul Amin. What's interesting is that he did credit our platform as the platform that helped to search the sales of his sambal bottles from 3,000 bottles daily to 7,000 bottles daily when he started to join us January this year. We really hope this type of stories and our dedication and commitment in providing resources, developing the ecosystem with local stakeholders, continue to empower local businesses, both big and small, micro, urban, and also rural, to continue having growth and success on our platform. And we're very happy to give every single type of support. And this year, we really want to encourage everybody to come and support our Jom Local campaign, because we are featuring more of our local heroes with the hashtag TikTok Shop Local Heroes.
When you mentioned Khairul Amin just now, is definitely a very strong example to all the local SMEs out there to join TikTok Shop. But we're reaching the end of our discussion. But before that, perhaps you want to take this opportunity to tell all the local sellers, perhaps the potential local sellers out there, what are the do's and don'ts when it comes to selling their products live on live?
Okay, that's such a great question, and I'm so glad that we're coming to this discussion. First of all, I'd like to encourage all of the sellers to identify the voice and also the community that we represent. So when we speak during the live streaming, it's important to be genuine and also to be expressive. At the end of the day, people purchase things in TikTok Shop because they believe in the founder, the host, the creator, beyond than just the products. So it's important to understand what are some of the community guidelines. So for TikTok community guidelines, we can always refer to TikTok.com to understand what are the things that we can say, what are the things that we cannot say in general. But as an e-commerce player, if you're selling products, there are certain rules that is applied to sellers, and this can be found on the Seller Academy. So one rule of thumb to remember that we are there to represent our brand and to create a positive community and a positive communication. And to all of the sellers out there, it's important to be very consistent, very frequent, and to create an overall positive experience for the buyers. Try to study some of the policies and the community guidelines, and you should be good on your way.
All right, so the keyword there is consistency. Okay, we have about a few days left before we jump into 2024. So Azri, how do you foresee the e-commerce ecosystem in 2024 and considering the fast pace of technological development right now?
I understand. So definitely what I would suggest is for sellers to keep on updating themselves on the latest product advancement that we have. There's a lot of talk about AI in the market. And of course, in terms of e-commerce, we do implement certain AI technology as well. So for example, if you're creating videos, you can always go to TikTok Creative Center. We do have this creative assistant that you can use certain keywords and it helps to generate certain scripts, certain scenes that you can record. You can jump into the latest trending hashtag or trending songs in TikTok Creative Center as well. Now for e-commerce, if you go under product analytics, it does suggest to you what are the keywords that you should put in your listing, because it studies over you know, the millions of listings out there, what works and what doesn't work for certain products. So it's important to do this research, and I think that this will be the ongoing trend to look after people's basically what works in the market and recommend this to the sellers in terms of the listing and the content production site, and we will always prioritize what the buyers and the sellers want. So for example, in TikTok, we only recommend content that is relevant to a particular user. So if a buyer loves it, then the seller will get more engagement from it. So this type of analytics is made available to the seller to analyze themselves using our analytics tool when they are onboarded onto TikTok Shop. And we believe this can drive them 10 times ahead when they are able to read this analysis better.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Nur Azri Abdul Aziz. That was a very insightful discussion. If I plan to join the bandwagon, I'll definitely contact you, Azri. All right, that was acquisition lead TikTok Shop Malaysia. And you can find the full discussion on astrowani.com and all of our digital platforms. Thank you.